For particulars, as everyone knows, make for virtue and happiness. Generalities are intellectually necessary evils.
This is a quote by Aldous Huxley, in Brave New World. And we begin here. Not with a data point or a hot take, but with a warning. One that sounds old but feels suspiciously current. Because Huxley wasn't just writing about a dystopian future. He was writing about us and tomorrow. About the quiet trade we're all beginning to make. Trading depth for range, precision for synthesis, the particular for the general. And while it may sound abstract, this shift is already happening. Beneath our resumes, in our classrooms, inside the architecture of our own minds. So today, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how artificial intelligence, the great generalizer of our time, is changing not just what we do, but how we think. How it's nudging us slowly but insistently away from mastery and into multiplicity. This is Us and Tomorrow, and I'm Belinda, your host, and your fellow shapeshifter in this strange and shifting world. Once upon a time, being a specialist was the dream. The expert, the deep diver, the one who knew more than anyone else but one specific thing. You didn't need to juggle disciplines or scan the horizon. You were just a rock at the bottom of the ocean. Essential, unshakable, unmatched. But now, the ocean has changed. Because AI can now simulate expertise at terrifying speed. It can draft contracts, write essays, generate art, propose marketing campaigns, debug code, all without ever sleeping, doubting, or hesitating. And so, we the humans begin to pivot. We shift from being the best at something to being the bridge between many things. We learn to navigate knowledge, not necessarily master it. We become, in short, generalists. But what does that actually mean? It means that in the age of AI, value doesn't come from memorizing the periodic table. It comes from understanding how chemistry connects to climate change, to ethics, to geopolitics, to public policy, all at once. It means we're no longer praised just for the skill, but for contextual intelligence, for knowing where a tool fits, why it matters, when to switch gears. The AI might be the engine, but we are the driver if we know where we're going. Now, here's the double-edged part. Generalization makes us flexible, fast, and innovative, but it also makes us vulnerable. Because when we skim across the surface of 10 disciplines, we risk never digging into any of them. We risk mistaking breadth for wisdom. And we risk, perhaps most dangerously, becoming interchangeable, just like the machines we built. That's the tension I want to sit with today. Because we're being shaped by our tools, and AI is the ultimate tool of generalization. It flattens knowledge, collapses nuance, synthesizes everything, and in doing so makes anything feel accessible. So where does that leave the expert, the artist, the craftsman, the deep thinker who takes 20 years to master the violin or decode a single protein? Where does that leave the particular? Maybe the challenge isn't to resist this change. Maybe the challenge is to preserve something inside it. To remember that while AI can replicate the result, it cannot replicate the process, the long, beautiful, sometimes excruciating process of learning one thing well. It doesn't feel pride. It doesn't get goosebumps from a perfect paragraph. It doesn't know the intimacy of knowing something so deeply. It begins to change you. We do. So perhaps the future isn't about choosing between generalist and specialist. Perhaps it's about becoming something new, a kind of human interface, a poetic analyst, a cross-disciplinary cartographer. We use generality as a tool, but we root ourselves in a particular. We navigate wide oceans, but we also anchor down when it matters. Because particulars, as Huxley said, make for virtue and happiness in this strange synthetic future, they might also be what makes us real. This is Us and Tomorrow, and tomorrow, dear listener, belongs to those who can stand in a whirlwind of information and still find one thread that's worth pulling. Thanks for tuning in. If this sparked something in you, send it to someone who's balancing their own inner tug of war between knowing a little of everything and loving one thing with all their heart. Until next time, stay curious and stay human.